Working in the federal government means leadership comes and goes at least every 4 years. Bosses come and go in the private sector, but there's a difference. Most federal employees have constitutional protection for their jobs, and what they do is ultimately governed by that document. Federal News Radio's Eric White talked more about this with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University.
Every federal employee takes an oath of office, and I think the critical words are to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So the oath of office is directed towards supporting and defending the Constitution, not an individual person, not a particular appointee, but to defend the Constitution of the United States. And it's the Constitution which distinguishes being a federal employee from being a private sector employee. If you're in the private sector, there's no oath of allegiance to the Constitution. Rather, there's only an oath of allegiance to the organization or to your boss. So for a federal employee, the first loyalty is to the Constitution. And that's a distinction that many new political appointees have to learn. Because they come from the private sector, they expect a different relationship, but the relationship between employer and employee is different because of the Constitution.
And how do you think that that has affected federal agencies over the years? Do you think that there is enough emphasis on what's right? You know, is this right according to the Constitution in daily decision making?
I think there's always a tension in a new administration that's unfamiliar, really, with what this means. They might have an intellectual understanding, but how do they translate that intellectual understanding into practice? And as you might expect, people who are new, who come to the government, who have ideas about where they want to head the government, are often don't trust the members of the SES and other federal employees because they assume, I believe often erroneously, that these folks are so entrenched with the past that they can't be trusted with the present or the future. And so this lack of trust often exists at the beginning of an administration, and it's that barrier that I think has to be a constant focus of attention, both by political appointees and by federal employees, to acknowledge that, to discuss it, and to create the kind of trust that's necessary to carry out the public's business.
And so if you're adhering to the Constitution, what ways can you go about your daily work life if, you know, you have that in the back of your mind of, is this right for the agency, or is this actually going to go towards the mission, and are we doing what we are put here to do?
There's a difference between what's right for the agency. Political appointees get to decide what's right for the agency. But the real question is, does it violate the Constitution? Now, when that occurs, I believe federal employees acting with integrity are challenged to speak truth to power.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias. He's a professor at American University's Key Executive Leadership Program. Are you surprised that whistleblowers and other people that speak out against agencies and managers don't invoke the Constitution more often in their explanations of why they wanted to come forward with whatever that they divested?
They're implicitly citing the Constitution. They're citing the regulations that are put out by the special counsel, that are put out by the Office of Personnel Management to carry out the distinction to support the Constitution.
And what about those areas of it that are open to interpretation? And, you know, one person may see it one way and the other person may see it another way. How do you meld that with a workforce that is out to do a job?
Well, you know, it's the gray areas that are always the challenge. And it seems to me that the first challenge for a federal employee who believes the Constitution is being violated is to raise it, seek to resolve it. And then if the federal employee, based on his or her own integrity, feels that the Constitution is being violated, to resign and or to raise it publicly. But raising it publicly is the last step, because resolving that internally is always the best.
I imagine most federal employees and probably a lot of Americans today aren't exactly well-versed or constitutional experts. So what are some of the key aspects of it that federal workers should adhere to, just kind of like a cheat sheet, if you have, about, you know, which ones should they more importantly focus on?
Well, I think certainly the First Amendment and the right to free speech is always an important issue. The right to due process, which often comes up in the regulatory sphere, how much opportunity do people have to participate in matters? So Fifth Amendment due process is always an issue. I think those are the two primary constitutional amendments that are the focus of much dispute and much discussion.
And so, yeah, going through your daily life, what kind of decisions, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, going a regular federal worker, you know, depending on the agency, of course, it's your mission's going to change. But where do we see most of the conflicts arise for the federal workforce when it comes to the constitutionality of something?
Well, you know, most federal employees are not challenged in this area. Most go about their business and do their work, and they're never challenged. But it comes up often. So, for example, it often comes up in procurement. It often comes up in hiring when a political appointee says, I want this person to be hired. Then the HR person says, well, no, sir, we have certain procedural due process in terms of getting applications and hiring people on the basis of merit. That can't be done. So that's a procedural due process question. It often comes up in procurements where someone who's used to selecting an outside contractor because they like the person and they've done good work don't understand that in the federal government, you have to use an RFP. You can't, where everyone has an equal opportunity to be selected based on merit. So those are the areas that come up for many federal employees.
Bob Tobias is a professor at American University. We've had a lot of news over the past few days of, you know, involving who is my allegiance to. Is it to my boss? Is it to my organization? Is it to my agency? What can you say to the federal workforce to kind of put that all into perspective and something to keep in mind as they continue their work?
Well, I think the single most important point is no federal employee owes a loyalty to a boss or to an organization that supersedes the loyalty to support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.